Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we explore Speaker Leader Champion by Ryan Avery and Jeremy Donovan. This insightful book investigates the elements that make the world's leading public speakers so effective. By dissecting some of the most successful speeches, the authors provide readers with actionable tips and techniques to enhance their own public speaking abilities. Whether you're taking the stage for the first time, or you're a seasoned speaker, this book has something to offer. Ryan Avery, a former world champion of public speaking for Toastmasters, and Jeremy Donovan, a well-regarded author and professional speaker known for How to Deliver a TED Talk, combine their expertise to offer a guide that is as engaging as it is educational. Speaker, Leader, Champion is a must-read for anyone looking to improve their public speaking skills, become a more valuable employee, or simply gain more confidence in their personal and professional life. Join us in this episode to unpack the secrets of becoming a compelling communicator, inspired by the best in the business. Speaker, Leader, Champion. Succeed at work through the power of public speaking. Introduction. Unlock the power of effective public speaking. Discover the secrets to becoming a masterful public speaker and unlock numerous personal and professional benefits. Mastering the art of public speaking is not just about filling space with words, it's about crafting messages that resonate, inspire, and influence your audience. This summary will guide you through the essential techniques of developing compelling content, organizing it effectively, and delivering it with confidence and flair. In this overview, you will explore the transformative potential of skilled public speaking, which can lead to professional advancements such as job promotions, the inspiring journey of the author from a nervous, stammering novice to a confident, commanding speaker and world champion, providing practical insights derived from the experiences of past public speaking champions. This chapter emphasizes the importance of aligning your verbal and nonverbal communication techniques with the context and atmosphere of the occasion. Get ready to engage and captivate your audience, no matter the setting. Part 1: Master Public Speaking to Elevate Your Career. Imagine addressing a packed room with confidence or presenting your ideas persuasively in a meeting. Whether it's a keynote speech or a project pitch, your ability to convey messages effectively is indispensable in the professional world. From your first job interview to high-stakes company meetings, public speaking weaves through every stage of your career. Research underscores the importance of this skill, revealing that articulate communication in public settings is a top criterion for hiring managers. Impressively, the ability to deliver clear and impactful presentations was the highest-rated skill in a survey involving over 240 employers, scoring 4.63 out of a possible 5 points. This skill remains pivotal not just for securing a job, but also for excelling and advancing within your career. Effective public speakers are often the first to be noticed for promotions. They stand out as capable leaders who can represent both the team and company vision, giving them a distinct advantage over less vocal peers. Drawing from their personal experiences, the authors, Jeremy Donovan and Ryan Avery, illustrate these points vividly. Donovan's success in corporate circles and Avery's rise through Toastmasters, an organization dedicated to fostering public speaking and leadership skills, showcase the profound impact of proficient public speaking. Avery, in particular, has leveraged his prowess into a celebrated career in professional speaking. The journey to becoming a compelling public speaker may seem daunting, but it's undoubtedly rewarding. This skill does not just improve your career prospects, it enhances your overall professional profile, making you a valuable asset in any business arena. Part 2: Boost Your Public Speaking Skills with Practice and Constructive Feedback. Public speaking is an inevitable part of many professional and educational scenarios, whether leading a meeting or presenting a school project. It's common to battle nerves in these situations, but the more you embrace speaking opportunities, the more skilled and confident you'll become. The journey to effective public speaking involves more than just picking the right topics. It requires refining your delivery techniques. Key areas such as maintaining eye contact, adopting a balanced posture, projecting your voice, and timing your humor need practice. Structuring your speech effectively also plays a crucial role. A well-organized presentation keeps your audience engaged and makes your points clearer. Beyond improving your spoken delivery, consistent practice in public speaking significantly boosts self-confidence. Embrace feedback as a stepping stone to enhancement. Constructive criticism helps identify areas that need refinement, gradually reducing the anxiety associated with public speaking. Consider the transformation of Ryan Avery. His initial foray into public speaking was fraught with stammers and frequent use of fillers like which were distracting for his audience. However, Avery didn't let this discouraging start hold him back. Instead, he actively sought and applied feedback from fellow Toastmasters, which catalyzed his growth in public speaking. From an introverted individual who was anxious about speaking to strangers, Avery evolved into a world champion of public speaking and made it his career and passion. This story underlines the value of feedback, not only in highlighting weaknesses, but also in reinforcing strengths. As you progress, you'll likely begin receiving positive reviews about your improved presentation skills. Such affirmations are equally essential. They confirm that your efforts are paying off, providing motivation and increasing your enthusiasm for public speaking. Remember, every piece of feedback is a tool for personal and professional growth. Use it wisely to polish your public speaking prowess. Part 3. Pick a topic that resonates with you and your audience. Choosing the right topic for your speech can often feel like searching for a needle in a haystack. However, the key to crafting engaging content lies in selecting a subject that not only captivates your audience but also sparks your own interest. Begin by considering who your audience is and what impact you hope to have on them. For instance, a heartfelt talk about the significance of family might be perfect for a holiday gathering, while it would be less appropriate at a corporate event. Tailoring your topic to your audience ensures that they feel valued and connected to your message. Moreover, focus on being an expert who speaks rather than merely an expert at speaking. It's crucial to choose a topic you are both knowledgeable about and passionate for. If the subject matter bores you, it will be challenging to inspire or engage others. The enthusiasm you exhibit is just as important as the content itself. A passionless delivery, regardless of how well structured or accurate, is unlikely to leave a lasting impression. Consider the example of Nelson Mandela, whose speeches about a free and democratic South Africa stirred hearts worldwide because they came from his deep, lifelong commitment to the cause. Similarly, Steve Jobs captivated audiences with his speeches about technological innovation, a field where his passion was palpable. Neither would have been as effective if speaking on matters outside their passions. Selecting a topic that genuinely interests you transforms your speech from ordinary to extraordinary. When you speak from a place of sincerity and enthusiasm, your words have the power to move, persuade, and inspire, making your speech memorable for all the right reasons. Part 4. Maintain focus to captivate your audience throughout your speech. Delivering a speech with excellent content is a good start, but it can still miss the mark if it lacks focus. Sometimes speakers overload their presentation with extraneous details that dilute the main message, causing the audience's attention to drift. The essence of a compelling speech is focus. Consider this. A typical 7-minute speech should ideally pivot around just one central message. Introducing multiple themes within such a brief time frame can prevent a thorough exploration of any single point, thereby weakening your impact. To ensure your speech remains focused, diligently exclude any unnecessary information. Irrelevant anecdotes and digressions are common culprits. Remember, the primary objective is to influence your audience, and any deviation from your main message could detract from your overall effect. Aim to condense your fundamental message to 10 words or less. This brevity forces clarity and precision, guiding you to concentrate on what truly matters. Take inspiration from Craig Valentine, a renowned public speaking champion, whose speech once revolved around the potent message, "Your dreams are not for sale." This succinct yet impactful statement resonated so deeply that years later, individuals continued to approach him, sharing how his words encouraged them to pursue their dreams over higher paying, less fulfilling jobs. By focusing on a single, powerful message, you not only ensure clarity in your delivery, but also significantly enhance the likelihood of leaving a lasting impression. Let your speech be the one that changes perspectives and remains memorable long after the applause fades. Part 5. Enhance audience connection through strategic verbal and nonverbal cues. Creating a memorable speech is about more than just delivering information. It's about forging a genuine connection with your audience. This bond can be significantly strengthened by skillfully employing both verbal and nonverbal communication techniques. First, define how you want to resonate with your listeners. Are you aiming to educate, inspire, or provoke thought? Your objective will guide the techniques you use. Nonverbal cues are incredibly powerful. Consistent eye contact and confident posture can greatly enhance your presence and credibility. Also, consider using the physical space to your advantage. Take a cue from Mark Brown, the 1995 public speaking world champion, who used dramatic gestures and varied vocal projection to engage even those in the back of a large auditorium effectively. On the verbal side, adjust your tone and pacing according to the content of your speech. Lowering your voice can heighten suspense, while increasing volume can underscore a crucial point. Strategic changes in your speech's tempo can also keep the audience engaged, preventing monotony. Moreover, thoughtful word choice and repetition of key phrases can reinforce your message. A memorable catchphrase or recurring theme can make your speech more coherent and impactful. Last but not least, strive to memorize your speech. This preparation allows you to shift your focus from recalling your next line to dynamically interacting with your audience. By mastering these verbal and nonverbal strategies, you not only enhance the clarity and appeal of your message, but also deepen the overall impact of your speech, making it a truly engaging experience for every listener. Part 6. Boost your speaking prowess with a skilled coach. Just like athletes train under the guidance of seasoned coaches to hone their skills, working with a speaking coach can significantly advance your public speaking abilities. Engaging with a coach can transform your practice by providing expert guidance and accelerating your progress. A coach who operates at or above the level you aspire to reach can be particularly beneficial. These professionals are usually accomplished speakers with a wealth of experience, not just in delivering speeches themselves, but in mentoring others to do the same. Learning from someone who has mastered the craft can inspire you to elevate your own performance to match their standard. Many renowned speakers, including Ryan Avery, credit much of their success to the insights and training provided by their coaches. A good coach does more than just teach techniques. They motivate and challenge you to continuously improve. Another critical role of a speaking coach is to offer targeted feedback. This isn't just general advice, but specific, actionable input that addresses your unique strengths and weaknesses. A coach can identify areas needing improvement, be it engaging with your audience more effectively or refining your delivery, and provide practical strategies for enhancement. Participating in programs like Toastmasters can further illustrate the value of coaching. Toastmasters emphasizes continual evaluation, with members regularly giving and receiving feedback. This constructive environment helps speakers understand not only their areas for improvement, but also what they are doing well. While receiving criticism can be daunting, it's essential for growth. Effective feedback, especially when it comes from an expert coach, builds your confidence and skills over time. Embrace this opportunity for development with an open mind, and watch how it can transform your public speaking journey. Final summary. Public speaking is a craft that anyone can excel at with the right amount of practice and dedication. The skills acquired through effective public speaking go beyond mere performance. They boost your confidence and can profoundly impact various aspects of your life, ranging from personal interactions, such as making heartfelt speeches during family gatherings, to professional advancements like securing promotions. The journey of enhancing your public speaking abilities not only allows you to communicate your ideas more effectively, but also plays a crucial role in personal and career development. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.